Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by, well, there was a slight issue with that. Go to otrwesterns.com/Facebook for more details. But today's episode, we're going to go ahead and start doing this from our members. Our members are going to start being the only thing we're going to receive any money from, and they are going to be our sponsors. So from this point forward, you'll hear and every episode will be brought to you by you, our members who support us. Let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air dates, March 1st, 1955, and the title is Bad Men of Broken Bow. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure! Here's romance! Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Vamano.
The Cisco Kid. And now the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Bad Men of Broken Bow. Whenever stories of bad men of the early days of the West are told, the facts of the treachery and murders at Broken Bow are well remembered. The men who committed these infamous murders were desperados of the most despicable kind. As our story opens, the three killers approach the bank in the small frontier town.
Pull up that bronc, Montana. Make him settle down.
You'll attract attention.
Don't tell me how to handle my horse, Graydon. I'm doing all right. Where's the bank?
Well, it's down at the end of the street, ain't it, Sawyer?
Yeah, and stop gabbing so much. We'll have everybody suspecting we've come to town to rob the bank.
Say that any louder, they won't have to suspect. They'll know it.
I can tie up this hitch rack in front of the bank.
Montana, you go over to the sheriff's office. Tell him and his deputies a banker wants to see him right away.
What for?
Because I don't want that sheriff gunning us down after we rob the bank. That's what for.
Bring him inside where we can keep an eye on him while we do this job.
I'll get him. Are you two going to go in the bank before I get back?
We are. We ain't going to start any fireworks till you get there with the sheriff.
When you bring the sheriff and his deputies in, be sure to stand behind him in the doorway.
Keep a gun on him till Graydon and me get the money from that bank.
I know what to do. I won't start shooting till you give the signal, Sawyer.
See that you don't. We don't want no one left in the bank alive to give a description of us. Kill them all.
Eight men who were going about their own business lined up and shot in the back.
Pancho never seen nothing so bad in his whole life, Cisco.
Well, it all happened so fast, Cisco, I still can't believe it.
Tell me exactly what did happen, Senor...
Jim Branton's my name, Cisco. Well, I was just driving into town for some provisions from a ranch when I saw the three killers coming out of the bank with their guns smoking.
Those coyotes, the sheriff, the deputy, and all the hombres in the bank shot in the back.
Those murderers must have made them all turn around after they robbed the bank. Did anyone else see anything? Can anyone describe those killers?
What good's that gonna do? We got no sheriff to follow them.
Try to remember, Senor Brandon. Did one of those hombres wear a pony skin vest with high boots with mule ears?
Well, yeah. How'd you know?
Pancho think those are the same bandidos we trail, Cisco.
That is what I think, Pancho.
You know who they are, Cisco?
We were already on the trail of those coyotes. That is how we happened to come to Broken Bow.
See, this robbery and killings add to the things those bad hombres already wanted for.
You mean you've been trailing them buzzards alone?
Cisco and Pancho not need no other hombres. Cisco fix those bandidos when he catch them.
First, let us get about the business of catching them, Pancho.
Diablo! Logo, come to Pancho!
What direction did those bandidos take when they rode out of town, Señor?
They started on the road that passes my ranch. I'll ride that far with you, and my wife, Verna, will fix you something to eat.
No, gracias, señor.
But how about getting up a posse?
Gracias, señor. Pancho and I will travel faster alone. If we need help, Pancho will come back and get it.
He's gonna need no help.
Judging from your reputation, Cisco, I guess you don't. But I sure don't envy you going after them murdering skunks.
After we catch up with them, they will murder no more. Come, Pancho. Up, Diablo, help ya.
Go, 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 go! That you, Jim?
Let me in, Murder.
Well, how are things in Broken Bow?
Bank was robbed.
I saw Montana, Graydon, and Sawyer ride past. Did they kill the sheriff?
Yep, his deputies, too, and everybody else in the bank.
Was the Cisco kid trailing them, like Sawyer told us?
Sure. Cisco and his partner came riding into town and started asking questions right away.
Well, you gave him the right answers.
Of course, Verner. I told Cisco the bank robbers headed out of town past our ranch.
That must have been Cisco and his partner I saw riding past here not long ago.
They were a little way ahead of me.
Those two are sure going to be surprised.
They'll be dead before they can be surprised.
Cisco's smart, Jim. Are you sure he didn't catch on that you were steering him into a trap?
Nope. I even offered to help him if he ran into trouble.
When he rides into that ambush that Sawyer, Graydon, and Montana set up for him at 3-point pass, he's going to need some help.
He'll get helped afterward to a grave on Boot Hill. When Cisco rides into 3-point pass, he won't ride out again alive.
Ain't that 3-point pass we're coming to, Sawyer?
Yep, Montana. Couldn't find a better spot to dry gulch, hombre.
Well, I hope Jim can carry out his end of the deal.
Don't worry, Graydon. Jim will put Cisco on our trail.
With Cisco gone, we got nothing to worry about.
Nothing, except Jim and Vernon.
What do you mean by that, Sawyer?
I've been thinking. This $30,000 we got from the bank job ain't going to amount to much split five ways.
Five ways, it's 6,000.
Yeah. But three ways, it's 10,000.
I like 10,000 better than 6. How about you, Montana?
Well, Montana, you ain't had a word to say yet.
I agree with you. Less dividing, better I like it.
Let's settle it. As soon as Cisco's dead, we'll go back to the ranch and gun down Jim and Verna. Meanwhile, I don't figure Cisco and his partner will be along tonight.
Nah, it's too dark. We might as well hit the blankets. We can take turn at watch.
We'll do that, Montana. Graydon, you put your bedroll on the other side of the pass. I'll spread mine here.
If Cisco does ride through, whoever's on watch can wake us. From where we're sleeping, we'll have him in a crossfire.
Well, I ain't sleepy yet. I'll stand first watch.
All right, Montana. I'll take over in 2 hours.
Don't fall asleep, Montana. If Cisco does come, we got to be ready to spring the trap we've set for him.
Quit worrying, Sawyer. The trap will be sprung. Yeah, sure will.
Oh, Diablo, ho, ho. It's light enough to see now.
Oh, Logo, not so bad, Logo. The sun come up, Cisco.
Say, we're coming to 3-point pass, Pancho.
Huh?
This is a very dangerous place for a dry gulch. You must be careful.
I can't let you remember to be careful so early in the morning.
Look, Pancho.
Where?
Horse tracks leading through the pass.
The tracks of those bandidos, no, Cisco?
Si, Chico. Perhaps it would be better if we left Diablo Loco here. Oh, Diablo. Oh,
Loco. Loco. Quieto, Pancho. Pancho, quieto.
I will go first.
Pancho, right behind you, Cisco.
I think we can see all we want to from here.
Not nothing here, Cisco.
You do not look closely enough, Pancho.
I do.
There are the imprints where two hombres slept on either side of the entrance of the pass.
Oh, Pancho see them now.
But there were three bandidos, Pancho. The other one was sitting over there. He must have been on watch.
Watch out for Cisco and Pancho.
Say, the way these beds were placed, I think that they were waiting to drag us.
And if they go to kill us, why they not wait here?
I do not know, unless... Santos. This is very strange.
What's strange? What's strange, Cisco? What's strange?
One of the hombres rode off alone, leading the other two horses.
How you can tell all the horses not got a rider, Cisco?
Here in the dust is the place where all three of the horses started off.
See, when the horses start off at the gallop.
But there are only one pair of boot prints from one hombre mounting.
Then if the other two hombres not right away, why they not here?
Those other boot prints tell the story, Pancho. They go off in another direction.
Pancho, see four boot prints?
Those hombres started walking back toward that rancho we passed yesterday evening.
We follow those two bandidos, Cisco?
No, Pancho. No? We can always come back and pick up the trail of those two coyotes afoot. The hombre we must catch up with is the one on the horse.
Diablo, here! Here, Logo!
You can't not understand why they not stay together.
Neither do I, Pancho.
And maybe those three coyotes leave these tracks to fool Cisco and Pancho. Maybe they still waiting to drag us.
If you are right, Pancho, we will soon find out.
Vamanos! Back down,
hack! Go, Logo! One out, Logo, go!
Who is it?
Sawyer and Creed. Let us in.
No one rode up, Jim.
Our horses were stolen.
Come on in, boys.
Where's Montana?
He skipped out on us.
Skipped out?
With the money?
Yeah, with the money. And our horses.
Well, if you two aren't a couple of
dogs. Now, how'd it happen?
We was at Three Point waiting to dry Gulf Cisco.
You mean you didn't?
That's right.
Go on, Sawyer. What about Montana?
We decided Cisco wouldn't be around all morning, so two of us might as well sleep and the third one would stand guard.
Montana offered to take first watch.
And while the two of you were sawing wood, Montana made off with the loot.
Wouldn't have been no different if you'd have been there, Verna.
Montana run out on you, huh? Funny, I'd never suspect him of doing such a thing.
We need horses, Jim. Me and Graydon are going after Montana.
And the sooner the better. He don't have too much of a head start.
I'm going with you. Nobody double crosses me and Verna without paying for it.
Wonder why Montana didn't shoot you two when he had the chance.
He probably figured Cisco might be nearby.
We're wasting time talking. Let's go.
Jim's right. Let's get after Montana.
Montana's first, and we gotta get him fast. Then we gotta figure another way to dry gulch the Cisco kid.
That hombre drinking from the water hole, wearing a pony skin vest. He got to be one of the bank bandidos.
He is the one known as Montana.
Cisco think maybe that they're trapped by the water hole?
No, I do not think so, Pancho.
No, I think so, huh?
If those three bandidos were going to meet again, Montana would not have turned the two extra horses loose.
Maybe we find out why that Montana hombre leave the other two.
Quieto, Pancho. You hear us.
Hey, Pancho, quieto. You close enough now, Cisco?
Si, Pancho. Uh-huh. All right, you coyote. Up with your hands.
Now, wait a
minute. Where is your listener, Cisco? Your coyote, Joe?
So you're the Cisco kid, huh?
And you are the hombre they call Montana.
Yeah, that's me. I'll just finish my drink of
water. Look out, Cisco! Montana, throw the water!
Santos, right in your face, Cisco, right now! We'll see who's going to put their hands up.
See you, coyote, we will. Oh. And you will still be the one to do it. Oh. This blow should prove it to you.
Oh. Take it easy, Cisco. I don't want no more fight.
Then get your hands up, Joe Bandito, Joe.
All right. My hands are up.
Now, you maverick. Where are those two partners of yours?
Better you talk, Bandito.
They were going to pull a double cross. I just beat them to it. I don't know where they are. Honest, I don't.
Oh, yeah, you do, Montana. Huh? We're right behind Cisco.
Wait for the sky. We got you three covered.
Mind to me, Cisco. It's those two of the coyotes.
Sawyer, Creedon. Where'd you come from?
And me too, Montana.
Jim!
The Senor Brandon from Broken Bow. What are you doing in the company of these killers?
You'll find out soon enough, Cisco. You and your partner, drop your guns. Get those guns, Graydon. Toss them in the water hole.
I'll take care of the guns, Jim. Thanks, Cisco. You saved us a lot of trouble by catching Montana. Yeah, you won't be needing those guns no more.
No, you won't. You three are gonna die at the same time. Starting right now.
And it does seem that after the next two shots, Montana, Pancho, and Cisco will be dead. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. And now now back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, The Bad Men of Broken Bow. The three killers, Graydon, Sawyer, and Montana, held up the bank in Broken Bow and murdered everyone in the bank at the time. Cisco and Pancho, who were on the trail of the bad men, followed the directions of Jim Brandon, a rancher, not knowing that Jim and his wife, Verna, are in league with the three killers. Cisco caught Montana after he had double-crossed his partners. They, in turn, surprised Cisco, Pancho, and Montana. A gunshot rang out, and...
Now, drop to the ground, Pancho. Pancho in the ground, Cisco.
You missed, Sawyer. I ain't dead, and I still got my gun.
You only wounded him, Sawyer.
I can still use my gun hand, you skunk.
Hold your fire. You better listen to what Montana has to say, Brandon.
I'll close your mouth for good, Cisco.
Wait a minute, Sawyer. I want to hear what Montana has to say.
Tell him, Montana. Tell him about the double cross you mentioned to me.
He's talking out of his head. Don't listen to him, Jim.
What does Cisco mean, Montana?
Montana told Pancho and me that these two coyotes were planning a double cross.
I'll kill you, Cisco.
Look out, Sawyer. Jim's going to
grab him, Graydon. You'll grab nobody.
I figured that would make them start fighting among themselves.
They forget me here, Cisco.
We'll make them remember. Try to get a gun, champ, Pancho.
Yeah, Pancho, fix your bandito. Pancho, but you with his head.
That's for you, Sawyer.
Come on, Graydon. Let's get Cisco.
I think... Either you, Graydon, or you, Sawyer, will get any...
Pancho, keep the gun out of your hands, you Montana hombre.
Oh, there's a lot of you. Stop it. This gun in my hand means business.
Verna, I thought you was back at the ranch.
You ought to be glad I ain't, Jim. I followed you. I didn't trust Sawyer and Graydon. Looks like I was right.
Why'd you not tell the senora about Sawyer and Graydon?
Shut up, you. You just wanted to get us into a fight, didn't you, Cisco?
Cisco told the truth. Graydon and Sawyer were going to kill you.
What's this all about, Jim?
I reckon you better keep your gun on Sawyer and Graydon as well, Verna. So you two were planning on getting rid of Verna and me.
You hombres been so busy double-crossing each other, you almost lost the money, and Cisco almost got away. Now, from now on, I'm taking over.
Not while I'm around.
I ain't taking no orders from a woman.
Now, see here,
none
Verna...
None of you are going to do anything but listen to me. We'll let bygones be bygones, you understand? All right, Montana, where's that money?
Money's in my saddlebags, Verna.
Get it, Jim. Then help Montana on his horse.
All right, Verna. What are we going to do about Cisco and that fat one?
Good, you call fat ones, you fat ones.
Shut up, Pancho.
Call me fat
Take one. Care of him back at the ranch.
It'll be a pleasure.
Graydon, go get Cisco and Pancho's horses.
All right, brother. You ain't going to trust Cisco to ride back to the ranch, are you?
Sawyer, you tie Cisco and Pancho's hands.
Just blasted Maverick, sit down.
What's the matter, Graydon?
This blasted stallion tried to stop on me.
Diablo will not let a stranger handle him.
Careful, Verna. Cisco wants an excuse to go after him.
Or that will not be necessary. Diablo will come if I whistle.
And Logo come with Diablo, too.
Never mind, Graydon. All right, Cisco.
Diablo! Logo here! Come to Pancho!
You ready, Pancho? Make a leap for Logo.
Pancho, ready, Cisco. Try to escape. Now, Pancho!
Lean down, Pancho. Keep low.
Those bullets close. Pancho, try to lean as close as I like Cisco. But Pancho, so fast. Pancho, I can do it.
Those Ponchos are getting on their horses to follow us. Pass to the upper.
Pass the Logo. What do we do, Cisco?
When we reach those large boulders up ahead, we'll be out of sight for a moment.
You're riding among the boulders, Cisco?
See, Pancho, they will not see us. Now they'll ho, ho, ho. Quieto, Pancho, quieto. Those coyotes will soon ride past. Steady, Diablo, steady.
Pancho, hope they not find us. Steady, Logo. Quieto, Logo.
Here they come, Pancho.
We take them, Cisco. Now what we do?
We are going back to get our guns out of that waterhole. Up, Diablo, come on.
Go. Put that gun to it, Cisco. We not can shoot them.
We can still use them to set a trap, Chico.
Trap, Cisco? Well, we can trap those bandidos.
At 3 point pass. They must ride through there to get back to Brandon's rancho.
Pancho, I can see how wet gun help us.
You will, amigo. Those murdering mavericks will ride into the pit they dug for us. Up, Diablo, get down.
You lumbering idiots. You let Cisco and Pancho give us a slip.
No more than you did, Jim. What were you doing?
Now, let's not argue, boys. We've got plans to make.
What kind of plan you got in mind, Verna?
Plan for getting rid of Cisco and his partner for good.
How are we going to get rid of him when we don't even know where to look for him?
If I know Cisco, he'll be back looking for us.
He'll have to get guns and ammunition before he does.
You're right, boys. And he'll have to get them guns and Broken Bow.
Well, we can't go into Broken Bow after him.
We don't have to. We'll wait till he figures we quit hunting for him.
Now, it still don't give us a way to catch up with him.
We're going to be waiting for Cisco at 3 point pass.
Yeah. Cisco's got to ride through the pass to get to Broken Bow.
And that pass is as far as he'll ride, because this time, we'll all be waiting for him. There'll be no escape.
What we do with the wet rifles and the six guns? You not can shoot them, Cisco.
Take that rifle and place it behind that rock.
Can't you do it, Cisco, but can't not know why.
There, now. Huh? It looks like an hombre is behind that rock holding a rifle. Hmm? Now, I'll place this rifle over here.
Bueno. Now, Pancho, see why Cisco do this. Look like Cisco got a lot of hombres backing him up.
See, that is the idea, Pancho. Uh-huh. When those banditos ride into 3 Point, I am going to bluff them.
How'd you bluff them, huh?
Go right up to them and try to bluff them into giving up their guns.
Bueno, and Pancho ride up to them, too.
No, Chico.
No?
You have a more important job.
More important than Cisco? What a job, huh?
Go over behind the rocks on the other side of the road.
Go over behind the rocks? Why, Cisco?
Because the plan I have to catch those banditos calls for you to be behind those rocks.
Ay, Pancho not like this. Pancho want to be with Cisco. And Pancho want to hide behind the rocks.
Do as I say, Chico, and listen closely.
Hey, Pancho do like Cisco say. Pancho listen.
Bueno. Huh? Now, Pancho. Uh-huh. I want you to sound like a whole crowd of hombres.
Oh, Cisco make fun of Pancho just because Pancho big and fat and look like a whole crowd of hombres. Does not mean that Pancho can sound like a whole crowd of hombres.
I want you to try it, Pancho.
All right, Pancho, try. Hey, you! That's not Pancho, this is a whole crowd of hombres.
Quieto! Huh? Those banditos may be coming along now.
Hey, Pancho, quieto. Hey, Pancho, that's not Pancho, this is a whole crowd of hombres.
No, Pancho. No. I want you to answer me when I call to you.
Oh, si. Pancho, hello, Cisco, what do you want?
No,
good
Pancho, idea, huh? I want you to be several different voices. A high voice, a low voice, and an in-between voice.
Pancho, no, now. Si, Pancho! This Pancho's Uncle Jose, and this Pancho's Papacito. Ah, that's it, huh? The last one's me.
Voices are fine, Chico, but all you have to do is just answer me.
Hmm?
Do not say anything about your Uncle Jose. Now, get across the road behind those rocks.
Hey, Pancho, do this. Pancho behind the rocks, Chico.
Take off your sombrero and place it so it can be seen over one of those boulders.
Like this, Chico?
Hey, it looks like an hombre is there, too.
Well, Pancho like to see this.
Quieto, Pancho, quieto.
Pancho, here riders coming, Cisco.
Must be those banditos. And when they get here, Pancho, run from one place to another behind those rocks as I call out different names.
Pancho answers Cisco like Pancho has lots of different numbers. And Pancho uses a different voice each time.
All right, get down, Pancho. Here they come.
I will bow up.
Steady, devil. Ho, ho.
Stop where you are. All of you.
Cisco. What are we waiting for? Let's get him.
You are surrounded. Look around you.
Look. Behind those rocks.
Hey, that is right. Take a good look.
Well, there's one hombre over there. I can see his head.
I shot two rifle barrels up in those rocks.
You had better throw down your guns.
Some kind of trick, Raiden?
Yeah, where could he have got so many hombres?
Senor Jake, where are you?
Jake!
And you, Senor Clem?
Where are you, Cisco?
Senor Harry?
Here.
Pancho!
Pancho! Oh, Pancho here, Cisco.
Now, you ready to throw down your guns, or do I give the signal to start shooting?
What about it, Werner? What do you think?
Cisco, I guess you got the backing, all right. Here's my gun.
Now, you, Jim Brandon.
Yeah, I'll follow Werner's lead. There's my gun.
Gracias.
I will collect your gun and the senor's right now. Pancho and I can put these guns to good use. Pancho, here, get this gun.
Gracias, Cisco. Now, Pancho can breathe again. Pancho got a gun but can shoot.
There ain't no one up there but Pancho. Cisco tricked you.
Sure I did. And Jim and Verna fell for it.
You wanted my gun, Cisco?
This is what you'll get.
Let's gun him down, Sawyer. Swing around him. Get him in a crossbar.
Suffering toads. I never saw such shooting.
Where, Cisco? You shoot the guns from the hands of all three banditos.
Why, you double-dealing sidewinder. I'll run you down and trump you to death.
Get him, Grady. I'm right with you. Yeah.
Try to taunt me to death, you mavic, you. I will show you. Come down off that horse.
Help me, Sawyer.
Not for you, Sawyer.
You just tried to drag me off this horse.
Yeah.
Come on, Cisco. Not let the horse drop you.
Now for you, Pantino. We'll drag you off that horse. Remember all those hombres you murdered at the bank? Now, do you others come quietly, or do you have to be convinced?
We'll go along with you quietly, Cisco.
Those two bad hombres on the ground go along quietly too, Cisco. They got nothing to say.
They will have plenty to say, Pancho, as will these others, when we turn them over to the new sheriff at Broken Bow.
See, and they do all their talking from behind the bars of the jail.
That they will, for the rest of their lives.
Cisco!
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Pancho glad to see all those bandidos in the jail.
Well, that is where their kind belongs, Pancho.
Pancho glad to leave Broken Bow.
Well, I am glad to leave also, Pancho.
All that fighting gives Pancho a headache.
Well, you went to the doctor for your headache, Pancho. Tell me, what did he tell you to do?
That doctor not very smart, Cisco.
Well, why do you say that, amigo?
That doctor tell Pancho to take 2 headache powders with a hot bath.
Well, that sounds like a good remedy, Pancho. Did you take the 2 headache powders with the hot bath, huh?
Oh, no, Cisco. Pancho not could take 2 headache powders with a hot bath.
Well, why not?
Because Pancho not could drink that much water.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, OTRWesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright 2013 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Pretty much that just means give me credit for putting it out there. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening and have a great day.